Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Here's the Rogers family singing That's Why We Adore Him.
This world can't understand why we celebrate this day. They wonder why we worship every time we speak His name. When we sing, "Come all ye faithful, let us adore the King." Of men to most of the world, it was an ordinary night. Oh, but from that humble manger, we can hear salvation's cry. That's why we adore Him. That's why we give Him praise. We have been saved by His mercy and grace. That's why we give glory and honor to His name. The world sees a baby in a manger filled with hay, but we see a Savior who washed our sins away. That's why we
chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Look right there in verse number 8. And they're in the same country. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now before this, we find reference to the fact that Jesus is born in Bethlehem. And he's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. But verse number 8 specifically speaks of the shepherds receiving the good news. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Boy, I'd love to have been there. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said, and fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
This will be part 4 of the message. We've been preaching on the abiding shepherds, and we've talked about how that they've received good news, they've responded to good news, but now we're going to be looking at how that they returned with good news. And I hope that it's going to be a blessing to you. This will be part 4 of the message out of Luke chapter number 2.
These abiding shepherds received the good news, they responded to the good news, but notice this, they returned with good news. Look at verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad once they had went to Bethlehem, and once they had laid their eyes upon the Lord Jesus, and once maybe they had touched his hands that would soon be nail-scarred, once they had kissed the face of the Lord, the shepherds returned with good news. What are you saying? I've seen the Savior. My life will never be the same. I tell you, from this point on, I'm living for Him. I'm walking for Him. I'll never be the same since this night. That's salvation, friend. That's what happens when you get saved. There was a day when I met the Savior, amen. When I looked upon His face and He looked upon me, amen. And from that day forward, things have been different since that day. You say, what have you been doing, preacher? I've been trying my best to tell everybody I know about the day that I met the Savior. I'm trying to tell you this morning that you don't have to go through misery. You don't have to go through this life through hardship. You don't have to get the drugs. You don't have to get the alcohol. You don't have to get the world. Just get involved with the Savior, amen. And He'll bring joy to your home. Now notice, it's one thing to know about the Word. It's one thing to know about the Savior. But it's another thing to meet Him. Now, the greatest day of these shepherds' lives were not the day that they got out there in the field and had to tend to the sheep. You don't find anywhere, look, their job was important, no doubt. Their job was important. If you used to write this, the obituary of the shepherds that were in the field that night, I'm pretty sure that after this night, their whole talk, their whole walk was not about their job, but it was about this night. To just know this, that I was in the shepherd's field when the angels appeared. And on their tombstone, what do you like it? If on the tombstone it read something like this, Brother Cam, maybe it said this on the tombstone. One night I met the Savior. I don't know how many shepherds there were, Brother Kevin. I don't know. But it says shepherds, meaning more than one. There might have been a bunch of them. There might have been 2. There might have been 3. There might have been, I don't know. But you take 3 people that's put their eyes on the Savior, it ain't going to be long till word gets out. When they left that place, I don't know what the talk was about, but I know when I got saved. When I got saved, the talk was like this. I don't know what just happened, but thank God for Jesus. I know that salvation is not all about a feeling. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you ever really get saved, it'll create a feeling. How can you be a new creature in Christ Jesus and not have a change? How can you meet the Savior and walk away the same as you've always been? When you hear the Word, when you respond to the Word, I promise you, there will be a reaction that takes place in your heart that will go with you from now on, and you'll never get over it. Don't forsake Christ for your career. You just keep Christ the main thing. Look, these shepherds left their career to go find the Christ. And the best day of their career was the day that they met the Christ. And what they got to do is they got to, once they met the Christ, they got to return to their career But they had him with them all the time, amen. He's there. Does it come up in your conversations at the career? Do you talk about him? Do you think about him? Do you muse on him? Do you adore him? Do you magnify him? Do you make much of the Savior? I don't know if them shepherds sang, but I bet them songs that they were singing after that event was about the Savior, amen. The angels have given word, but the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God this morning, has given you word. And I want to ask you, would you be like them shepherds and would you receive what you've heard this morning? I think about Christ as you look in the manger. What them shepherds saw was a baby. At this point, just an ordinary baby, just like everybody else. He had no nail-scarred hands. He had no nail-scarred feet. At this point, he hadn't worn the crown of thorns. At this point, there had never been a spear that had pierced his side. At this point, nobody had spit on him. At this point, nobody had plucked his beard. But there was a point when the baby fulfilled his mission. The reason why he came to die so that you and I might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. That torturous cross was the only way that I could go to heaven. This cross is the payment for my sins. While it looks ugly, while it looks torturous, while it looks offensive, can I tell you it's what it took to get the job done? He endured the cross, abiding with the stuff, staying with it until he could say, "It is finished." I want to give you the announcement. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Whether you receive him or not today, he is still going to be Lord. The difference is this: he could be your Lord. He could be your Savior. You could be the one this morning that walks away with joy, peace, gladness in your soul, just like the shepherds did.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.